Steve, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, Tess, my pleasure.
So, as I said, this statistic, Australia is, I guess, the country in the world with the highest piracy rates. Why is this, I mean, at the end of the day?
I think a lot of it has historically just come down to access and pricing. Probably access more than anything else, I think. You know, if the price is right, people are quite willing to pay for digital content, but so much just hasn't been available in Australia. And I think new platforms like Spotify and Netflix are really making some inroads to solving those access issues.
And so I guess, you know, Netflix and Stan and all these other services that have sprung up in the last couple of years, do you think that may have something to do with the fact that piracy seems to be declining in Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, providing access in a very easy-to-use format is a bit of a winning formula. I mean, with piracy now, there's so many risks of downloading the wrong file, getting malware or viruses and lots of annoying pop-ups on your machine. The anti-piracy efforts have actually working to make it much more of a hassle to download pirated goods.
Sexy singles in your area looking for you right now, that
exactly,
sort of thing.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, do you think it's possible that Australia's piracy rates are ever going to reach zero or close enough? Or are we just too addicted to, you know, downloading things off? I guess LimeWire is not the thing anymore, but whatever the modern equivalent is.
I don't think you'll ever get a zero rate of piracy. I don't think that's ever been the case throughout the whole of history. I mean, piracy has been around for as long as we've been making stuff and claiming ownership over it. I think, like I said, new platforms are making a lot of inroads into bringing piracy rates down, but there'll always be people who will pirate. There'll always be niche audiences for products that just aren't available in the country. I mean, Netflix is good, but there's still a lot of complaints that what's available on the US catalog isn't available here. So that's, you know, and there's still a lot of issues of, you know, the Game of Thrones saga that happens every year around, you know, this kind of exclusive monopolies over content. So, you know, and also when trying to track statistics around piracy, it's quite difficult. I think a lot of the time we rely on people to self-report, which isn't always reliable. And any kind of technological tracking is iffy because people are using VPNs or proxies, which makes their traffic, you know, not traceable.
I was going to actually mention VPNs because, you know, all of the people downloading in Australia could be linked back to, I guess, Chile or wherever your VPN has been set to. So I guess the data, you know, is it super reliable?
Well, that's it. I mean, exactly. I don't know how the Australian Home Entertainment Distributors Association conducted their survey. I don't know what the methodology was. I think it was probably self-reported, though. And it's good that a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, I've stopped pirating stuff because, you know, I feel guilty about it, or it's finally become available, or it's at a price access point that I can get down with. But when it comes to technological tracking, it's very, very difficult. I mean, like, IP addresses can be spoofed. It's really not that reliable.
And so I guess, what is the impact of piracy levels at the rates Australia has been on the film and TV industry? You look at, I guess, big budget Hollywood productions, and, you know, I guess people wouldn't really feel too guilty about knocking off maybe a huge, huge Marvel film. But what about, I mean, the smaller industries closer to home?
Yeah, it's the smaller industries that are a bit more vulnerable to these sorts of things. I mean, again, it's very difficult to put figures on these because, you know, the industry point of view, not without some, justification, is that every illegal download is therefore a lost sale or a lost ticket, you know, to the cinema or a lost rental. And that's not always the case. A lot of time people will pirate stuff just because it is freely available. You know, people will download stuff that they wouldn't necessarily go and pay for. So, you know, it is really hard to really settle on a definitive economic impact of piracy. There was a big report came out in the EU recently. I haven't read it because it's some 300 pages and I'm tied up in the middle of marking at the moment. But the highlights from it were apparently from this European Union study that piracy does actually have a negligible impact on industries. With the one exception being blockbuster movies, which seem to suffer, I think they said something like a 4% drop of income because of piracy, which isn't a huge amount. So, you know, there's arguments on both sides of the fence here.
Well, I guess it's definitely going to be one we'll have to keep an eye on as things like Netflix do gain in popularity. Steve, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.